HMH Audio presents Compromised: Counterintelligence and the Threat of Donald J. Trump. Written and read by Peter Strzok. For my family. A free people ought to be constantly awake, since history and experience prove that foreign influence is one of the most baneful foes of Republican government. George Washington, Farewell Address, 1796. In our country, the lie has become not just a moral category, but a pillar of the state. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, 1974. Author's note. In keeping with the FBI's practice in public documents, I do not use the true names of FBI employees who were not or are not in senior leadership positions. Their characters are real, but their names are not. The views expressed in this book are my own and represent my opinions based on my current understanding of the facts, my experience, and my observations. Introduction. Early in 2017, shortly after the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States, the top leadership of the FBI's Counterintelligence Division filed into a small room on the fourth floor of the J. Edgar Hoover Building. A weak midwinter light shone through the wide plate glass windows overlooking Pennsylvania Avenue. The room, tucked away off a corner of the Bureau's counterintelligence front office, was reserved for high-level briefings and especially sensitive debates, meetings like the one that was about to start. I took a seat opposite the door, facing a long whiteboard about 8 feet wide and 4 feet high, which occupied one side of the room. Across the broad surface, names were carefully written in erasable marker. At the top, I read the initials DJT written in small blue letters. Below that were names familiar to all of us in the room, some of which soon would become known to the American public. Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, Mike Flynn, Carter Page. All the names on the whiteboard belonged to people inside the Trump administration or connected to it. All had something in common. We had received credible counterintelligence allegations against each individual. We had already opened investigations into some of them. There were other names on the board as well, belonging to people for whom we didn't have open cases, although by regulation we had more than enough evidence to do so. Opening those cases was the subject of ongoing debate, a back and forth that sometimes grew heated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?